There's no changes on the agenda. It's fun to watch you guys read the letters I get, just so you can enjoy in my amusement. Yeah. Questions on the agenda or how the flow is going to go as we do the changing of the seats and everything? Kind of makes sense to everybody?
I want to keep my same seat. I'll be up if you want.
No. You're sitting by me, so I can smack you when you're out of line.
You're so fast for me,
though.
I'm going to speak this year.
Okay.
I think we gave everybody
accustomed to that.
Yeah.
It's probably got your bony butt print in it.
So where do you go, sir?
You have a map now.
Oh, I do?
I'll help you, don't worry.
You get one.
You did.
It should be on your pile there.
In your packet, but yeah.
This is the best mood I've had all year.
No, these came from that way. They all came from that way.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
All right.
Is this one as good?
No, not as good as this.
You got a
little single after.
Everybody
got a little bit of a
deal. Johnson, damn.
I always stick them in the end.
Okay, so Carter, we need to chat about consensus funding and get council's directions, so I'll let you tee it off because I'm kind of biased.
No problem. Thank you, Madam Mayor. There's a couple documents that we put at your positions that I think will help this discussion. One of which is a copy of the rules for the program that the state, of course, passed to bring consensus to pass. And so we put that there for your reference. We also have a spreadsheet that hopefully captures the answers to many of the questions that y'all have posed more on an individual basis pursuant to consensus and what the realities are of how the distributions have gone so far in this recent tranche of funding. You will notice that at the bottom of that spreadsheet in the middle, there is a emboldened figure that would tell you how much we have in abeyance with regard to the dollars that are being sort of discussed both at the county level and here among all of you. And that figure is just about $1.8 million. So that's what that figure represents there. Another question that many of you had was with regard to what would happen if the original tranche of funding had been distributed on a per capita basis. And so we've included that on the far right hand of your spreadsheet as a point of reference with regard to what it is that the city would have gotten by way of funding dollars compared to what they did get in the sort of more the middle of the page there. So for example, with the city of Casper, the city of Casper is actually authorized to spend $3.4 million out of the 8.4 that was originally allocated to the county-wide area here. If it had been based on a population distribution formula from the beginning, the city of Casper would have gotten $6.5 million. And again, that gives you sort of a frame of reference so you can see how that proportionate disparity has occurred over the past several iterations of this distribution. To talk about the reconciliation here for just a second. As you know, the City Council passed a resolution that I think was a very reasoned approach with regard to spending the $1.8 million that remains in the balance. The County Commission also passed a resolution that you'll recall basically took out much of what the City of Casper proposed to be complete with the funding that Casper would otherwise use for projects that really only left the towers to be completed in their perspective. So from that standpoint, the City of Casper did not have much of a claim to the funding that they had passed among their body. What I'm proposing is, and what the county leadership is suggesting may be very viable, is with regard to sort of a middle ground between the two perspectives that would restore about $600,000 to the city of Casper. It would also allocate about $200,000 to the county, over and above what you see here relegated to the county on your spreadsheet that they have already spent and otherwise not claimed in the past. The towns of Edgerton and Midwest would stay the same, basically. The town of Evansville would stay the same. Mills would not be a part of this mix in the compromise proposal. And so again, the primary differences between the city of Casper's resolution and the county's resolution is that the city in the compromise scenario would not have the funding to do the ice arena project. If you look at the, you know, the value of the numbers specifically, and the county would gain an opportunity to do a project out at the fairgrounds to accommodate CNFR and other rodeo based activities in the form of about $200,000, by the
way. Can you break it down where, kind of what the county wants, how much actual money of us get with respect to the project?
So
how much total money we start with?
1.8.
How much of that would we get under their period?
Under the compromise proposal, the city of Casper would get $600,000. Natrona County would get $200,000. Evansville would get five, and Edgerton and Midwest would get that $300,000 that they would use for the water line.
And Mills doesn't get any.
Correct.
Who gets the $500? Did you say Edgerton?
Evansville.
What are they going to use that?
Madam Mayor, Councilman, they want to use that for their egress road that would connect into Metro Road. And they came and spoke to us about that back in July or something like that.
So what's the right thing? Not what the commissioners want, but what's the right thing? I'd like to hear somebody take a crack at that. You're just going to do the right thing.
Madam Mayor, he's looking at me.
Go ahead.
I've
lost my ability to be impartial.
I want to hear from Charlie on this, but I want to hear from you too.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I don't know what the county wants. Understand that if the fairgrounds gets an upgrade, you have to realize we're the ones that benefit from that. The fairgrounds will get ticket sales. But first of all, we have the biggest state rodeo, we have the biggest state fair, we have the CNFR. Maybe people at this table don't like rodeo, but people of this community sure do. And that's what draws in the big money. So I know that they're losing revenue because of the condition of their stables and their stalls. If those are upgraded, if that's what they're asking for part of this money on, you keep your horse at the fairgrounds, you eat in Casper, you stay at a Casper Motel, you spend all your time outside the event in Casper. That's a benefit to us. That makes sense. And talk about the right thing to do. What's the right thing to do that benefits us as well is what I look at. So I don't know what chunk of money they want to go to that, but you all know where I stand on seats at the event center, so of course I'd say you bet. Put it in something that's going to bring that in, but then you can use that same argument on getting seats at the event center. So
what I'm looking for is what's the right thing to do across the board. It's a one sentence answer if anybody cares to show. I'd sure love to hear from you guys.
Charlie, did you have something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
Madam Mayor, the thing that worries me, Councilman Laird, is the idea that by taking a hard position, a hard stance, if you will, with regard to Casper's position with respect to the 1.8 million, certainly, as I've mentioned to you before, it's not an unreasonable position, but it does run the risk of ostracizing our littler towns who feel very, very passionate about the projects that they believe the city of Casper has endorsed in the past. And so by ostracizing those little towns, pursuant to taking a real hard position on the 1.8 million, causes us to run the risk of losing them for support that we will need over this next 12-month period of time as it relates to the support that we're going to rely upon from all of our partners throughout the county in promoting and hopefully advocating appropriately for 1%. And so tarnishing those partnerships right now, in my mind, is not good timing, because we've got a lot we've got to accomplish over the next 12 months, and we're going to need them as partners to help us do that.
1% is up for re-election to revoke this.
Mr. Manager, my question is really simple. I understand that if you had a seminar, what's the right thing?
Depends on where you live. This is a competitive process. Sorry, also, it's a competitive. It's a fixed pie, and everybody perceives the needs of their community first, as they should, as we should. And so, I mean, in terms of what the right thing is to do, I think you try to do what we've always done, which is to recognize that other communities have needs in addition to ours. Where crossed the line for me was when I felt that we were being dictated to as to how we should set our priorities. And I won't stand for that. Now, this compromise may be okay. I think this sheet does speak volumes as to the sacrifices we have made to benefit the smaller towns and our citizens have made. But it isn't, I don't think there's an answer to your question, Dallas. I think we just have to try to be fair. And I'm not unalterably opposed to this, because at least we're getting some recognition that the decision we made is ours to make. And I agree with what you said, Chris, that, you know, that obviously the fairgrounds has some problems. My problem with that is it came up at the last minute. It was never part of the original discussion. It's like, oh, well, here's something we can get. And so I have a problem with that process, because I thought we had a deal.
Sean and Chris.
I think compromise is something that we do need to look at. 1% is up for vote this next election cycle. We don't want to make it look like we're squabbling with our neighbors over 1 cent money and get the citizens upset at the whole process. So we need to look at a compromise, whether it's that one or something similar.
The original money was set aside for conference center. If I'm not mistaken, all these other municipalities in the county agreed that that would be a good thing globally for the county, and everyone agreed that money would go to the conference center. That didn't materialize. So this money, picture exactly what we say to the state. Why doesn't the state give us more funding or more ability for funding? So here's $5 million in the county. Should it also be spread out? That money was for a conference center that didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right. But now it's being spent on a lot of these different projects. And it's probably good that I wasn't in the meetings with you guys. Maybe I would feel the same way that you are.
It was dirty and underhanded the way they did it.
We might have to rise above it. I guarantee if we lose 1 cent, the whole world comes crashing down. And with what Lamb is proposing, with all the additional tax abilities, that public's just going to say, you're not taxing me anymore, I'm not going to accept this.
Ray and then Dallas.
So Dallas, I know you're wanting to know what's right, and I agree with what Charlie said, but I also agree with what Chris is saying, that I think it benefits us both, and I 100% agree with Sean. A compromise is probably where we're going to have to come, because otherwise it's going to be a stalemate. What it's going to be, and at least, like Charlie said, we're being recognized for making our decision for our own faith to say this is what we deem as important, or we want to be able to use our money for, the consensus money for. And so, it wasn't easy in there, but I was very infuriated with the idea that they just came up with this idea out of the blue. We were just sitting there, and it just came out of the blue. But we do
for the fairgrounds.
Yeah, and but it would benefit us, like Chris said, it would be very beneficial.
Does that take all the money, all the extra?
Yeah, pretty much. It won't be anything. And that was part of what they had said earlier. Sorry.
Well, they wanted to save it.
They wanted to save it for a quote unquote emergency, which is not a legal use of consensus money.
Knowing full well what they were going to do, I'm just going to be frank.
Yeah, they had plans for it. It wasn't for an emergency.
I'm going to try to summarize what I heard, because I agree with what everybody said. If like it's summarized, that there should be a compromise. I think we have to recognize that Lyme is a very small town. And when I say what's fair, I'm including what's fair. When I say it's not just fair to Casper, I'm saying all the people I know, Meadowville and Edgerton and Midwest and Mills, and every person in this county. So I'm saying what's fair to all the people in this county. That's what I want to get to now. I have this other edge I grabbed here, Charlie. I don't want anybody dictating to us. When I read the statute, I don't think they can dictate to us. I think 70% can vote it in, and you got it. One of the factors I'd mentioned to you once before, I doubt if Tom has been able to do this, I wanted to know how this money would be distributed if it was distributed on a per capita basis. Because I think that's an important issue when we decide what's fair and what's right with all the people in the Trona County. What is it?
It's the third column of the spreadsheet.
It's on there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's the number? I guess I could, this would just put on the
Casper would be 6.5. He's talking about this one.
No, the button
call right. Per capita.
Oh, yeah, per capita. Mm-hmm.
So if I may, Madam Mayor, if you looked at that very far column on the right, we would have gotten 6.5 million versus the 3.4 that we received thus far. And so that's your frame of reference, the 6.5 compared to the 3.4.
So of the 1.8, what per capita would we get?
Of that particular piece?
Yeah.
Let us get back to you while Tom works out that math.
Now, that is just simply for negotiations with the commissioners. I don't know if we want to go into that in detail right here, but to me, if you just think globally in terms of what's fair, we'll get there. Because I hear what Chris says, and I know everybody has these needs. I do know from talking to Harshman, this money, this is it. From what he can see down there. And so what they're looking at is to perhaps give us a little bigger cut of the sales taxes, and then this 105 million goes away too. Because I don't want to argue about that every time. And so what, of course, whatever happens at the legislature, you don't ever know until the legislature's over there. But these are things Harshman's explained, which if you watch Report to Wyoming this weekend, you'll see him talking about.
Same old plot.
It was a great conversation with him. He's a very knowledgeable guy. But this money, he says, won't revert this time. It could revert. But these are just rules. So I'm a lawyer, right? You can change rules. You can't make the rules. You can change the rules. So it just depends on how you want to handle a negotiation and how you want to deal with it. Because a rule can be changed that where you would convince the rulemakers that it's more fair. I haven't had a chance to digest this yet, or these other documents I just got laid on me now. I'm going to have to read this. But there's a fairness in there somewhere. But if it has to be a change of rule, if it has to be a compromise on money, if we prioritize these projects, because I don't think we've been very good, at least in my opinion, about prioritizing this. To give Kate a $450,000 a year, do you give me the top 20 priorities in the city? Kata wouldn't be in the top 20. I always use that as an example because we need to spend our money so we don't lose any more blood. You just can't give it away.
Ray and Amanda. Charlie.
You know, I can go thumbs up on this. It is. One of the problems with the consensus process, though, if it ever is restarted, which if it does, it's going to be a while, is that we have problems where this kind of information really doesn't enter in. There isn't good tracking. People can't really say how was consensus spent over the last 12 years. I know that Barnum, for example, was allocated $550,000 to build a town hall that never got built. Well, nobody knows what happened with that, I don't think. So these are, and I'm not, because there isn't really a clear tracking over time of who gets what. So I mean, if this is what we need to do, but I think this per capita discrepancy should be very clearly stated that we're making some significant, that all the citizens of Casper essentially are making some significant compromises. And in the future, if this is ever restarted again, that per capita distribution is going to be a significant factor in the decision-making process over time, and that we, it is our job as representatives of the citizens of Casper to ensure that we do get our fair share, and that that just needs to be part of, built into this process.
Maybe we need a town meeting.
Amanda, and then we probably need to give thumbs.
I think we need to rethink the consensus process in terms of how do we track it and how do we write minutes and make decisions, because it's very squishy over time.
I understand and appreciate what you're saying, Charlie, but for example, in Evansville with this road, to me that's a matter of public safety. I lived out there, and if we did it by per capita, I don't think that that would be enough to even cover total cost of something like that, and that's not something that's just going to benefit people of Evansville. That benefits all of us. You know,
I'm okay with that. I just think from that, after that's done, they have to wait. They can't come in and say, "Well, we want the same per capita amount this time too."
And I think it's too early to vote on. I think I just get all this information laid on me. I got to read this because there is a compromise in here. So we're not being presented with one, Mr. Manager. We're being presented with a demand. I don't want to do business with this council that way. I don't. My holes aren't burning. The pockets aren't being burned up. We can get this done. It doesn't have to be tonight. It can be after people savor it a little bit, read the rules, we have another meeting, and pay closer attention. Because I'd like to hear from the mayor of Evansville, the mayor out there, the mayor out in Mills, and see what they're thinking. Let me tell you something totally different.
They'll tell you they want more money.
They probably will.
So I guess what I need then from council is, do you want to gather more information, or can you guys make a decision tonight?
What are the quick, just bullet points of where that remaining money would go?
The 1.8?
Yeah.
Madam Mayor, it would go to the arena project that you described. Unless council changes, you know, your direction to us, it would go to the event center. It would go to the waterline project in Midwest and Edgerton. It would go to the road project in Evansville and the towers that remain to be upgraded in Alcova.
So what changes from the original that was presented? Just the rodeo?
The rodeo is a new concept into the mix, correct?
Which takes money from?
The ice arena project.
And Mills.
And Mills, thank you.
Our project to do their own.
And they killed the ice arena project and not the seat project? Or is it both?
Well, with the compromise, the seat project is back in the mix. The ice arena is not.
We want to have good seating for the animals and good seating for the human beings up at the event center.
Yeah, but I think the ice is a failing operation and the seats are brand new that we're replacing.
The ice arena plant is failing, that's correct.
that's where we found our priority.
That's a big deal for Casper too.
Can we just... I guess we need to move forward. I'd like to see those bullet points. You just shot out an email or something on how that looks.
Okay.
Because I get all the rest of them. So the only change is then one of our two projects in lieu of a county project.
Do you guys want to see it in a different format before you make a decision tonight?
Is it here? I mean,
I sent you that email last night.
Oh, yeah. You did?
Yeah.
That's in all that?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes,
my question is, why would we have to do it tonight?
We don't.
Why do we have to do it tonight? Why
we don't
can't
have
we
to.
You digest can, information, do it a little bit later.
You can take more time.
Can
next
we do
week.
It tomorrow? Can we make the same non-binding decision tomorrow on a special work session? It's even probably fine.
We'll be somewhere else, though.
Plus, there's no recording. I would say
and
next week.
Does Edgerton have a deadline on their batch for the water?
They do.
Yep. They would tell you that their next deadline is a drop dead deadline, given that they wanted the decision made by December 14th. And so that's where they would say.
What is the next one?
It would be Fleur. What are the next deadline?
I believe it is in the end of February, or sorry, the end of January.
Right. When we need to have it to slip. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know, guys. I think we should make a decision tonight.
I'm willing to make a decision.
Just one more question,
if I may. I think we need to make the decision tonight. We're not going to learn any more other than the county doesn't like the position we have. So I guess what I'd like to see you guys do is proceed with your negotiations and get the best deal you can.
Not yet.
I think if we don't do that, we're going to look at the people in the city of Casper that get $56 per capita, and this is going to make people really upset about the 1 cent. So I think if we have to bite the bullet on this one, I don't get mad, but we might get even someday. Because I think they're taking advantage of us.
Okay. Thumbs to move forward to compromise. Or Charlie, did you have one more?
Well, just on the map, just so I'm clear. With the $150,000 that Mills is no longer getting, then I still understand why we're losing the ICE project, because it's only $200,000 that the county's requesting, which is only $50,000. Originally, we were going to get the ICE project done too, but not for $50,000. So what happened to that?
There was, Madam Mayor, if I may, there was a balance of funds in the bank account, if you will, that the state understood belonged to nobody. The county, on the other hand, was able to identify the funds that they did not use up pursuant to other projects that were approved on your spreadsheet. And so therefore that 140, if you will, goes away as what we thought was as what we and the state thought was a residual balance that would have contributed to the total.
We started out with a false figure that was larger than it really was.
1.9.
Okay, so thumbs to compromise, guys.
I guess. I don't like it.
Chris was.
I'm calling this a flop and no negotiation, and I think it's council malpractice to do this. Because we're weakening our ability to negotiate in the future.
Okay. This will come back to a vote, too. So we can speak our minds, too, on that.
I just want to be close to the vote. Thank you.